Listening Test 5, Part 2. You will hear a woman called Amanda Murillo talking to a group of college students about Taekwondo, the Korean martial art. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2.
Hello, my name is Amanda Murillo and I'm here today to tell you about my favourite sport, Taekwondo. Ever since I was a small child, I've enjoyed doing exercise, either indoor or outdoor. Keeping fit is important to me, and on Saturday mornings I always used to spend a couple of hours at the gym, but I was finding that a bit dull. I thought of doing tennis or swimming, but there wasn't a tennis court nearby, and the nearest decent-sized pool was too far away to go every week. I'd heard of Taekwondo, though when I mentioned it to my elder brother, he seemed to think I was too small to be any good at it. But my cousin Monica, who's done other martial arts, disagreed, and said, "Why not give it a try?" So I persuaded my best friend Anna to go along to a Taekwondo club with me, and we both found we enjoyed it. There were certainly some tall, athletic-looking men and women training there, but the instructor pointed out that it was technique that really mattered, not being big and strong. And as he was only about my height, I believed him. In fact, during my first few sessions, I discovered that I had one or two advantages over some of the others. For instance, I've always been quite good at dancing, so I tend not to lose my balance easily, and that gave me a certain amount of confidence when I was starting out. I also noticed that quite a few of the boys and young men, even those who'd been training for quite a long time, seemed far less relaxed than me. They gave the impression of being physically tense, which is not good when doing martial arts. I always find that I get rid of any tension at the beginning of each session when we do a gentle warm-up, followed by some intensive activities, such as 50-meter races, and then spend a few minutes doing stretching work with a partner. Anyway, the benefits of all that exercise soon became apparent when we started doing patterns, each of which is a series of prearranged movements that have to be practiced again and again. I was able to turn at the waist and kick to a height that I'd never imagined possible. I could also punch surprisingly well, probably because I wasn't all tensed up. Of course, most Taekwondo students want to practice doing their kicks and punches with an actual opponent. But before you can do that, you have to get the right safety gear. Thick gloves are essential, as is similar protection for your feet. Students in other Taekwondo organisations also protect their head with a light helmet and wear soft pads on their arms and legs, but we don't feel it's necessary. Most of the injuries I've had have been minor things like cuts and bruises to my legs and arms, the only exception being a broken ankle 2 years ago when I fell badly. I also feared I'd broken my wrist on that occasion, though fortunately an X-ray showed I hadn't. So, compared to many sports, Taekwondo's a relatively safe activity, and I hope to keep doing it for many years. Eventually, like nearly all my fellow students, I want to get a black belt, but that takes several years. The one before that is red, and that's the one I'm aiming for right now, though I'll have to do a lot more training to reach the standard required. My current one is blue, which came after green and before that yellow. It seems a long time now since I wore that beginner's white belt. Well, thanks for listening.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three.